Blog Talk Radio.
To the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and the founder of the Wow Seat Media. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. The Wow Seat Media features several signature production platforms, and on this platform, we focus on expertpreneurs, and they come from a variety of different industries to share their worthwhile, outstanding works that I call your wow works or your wow missions, and always grateful to have these expertpreneurs on this platform to level up others. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, and you can also learn more about the signature segments that I mentioned at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. Well, once again, we are joined today by my senior star-crossed brand celebrity protege and chief multiplicity officer, Tom Tom. So grateful to have him coming back to the Wow Seat. Today, he will be sharing about how to make an impact as a financial author, and he's also been featured in the segments Level Up Your Wow Factor as a Multi-Level Writer and Publisher, and also Writing is a Sport. You can check those segments out in our archives. So I want to share just a little bit about Tom Tom as it relates to the subject that he's going to be talking about today. Every time he comes on, I like to be able to give him some sort of intro because he does a variety of things as a cross-brand celebrity, preneur, so to speak. And so I have different ways that I introduce him based on what the dynamics is that he's going to be talking about. So Tom Tom is the CEO of the Twin Empires, Powering Up Your Finances, and also the Financial Laxative. He's also a financial consultant at Financial Education Services, and he's a multi-level writer and publisher, and he has several blog platforms. He's also an author of 30 works on Amazon and still writing more. And he also provides publications in the areas of financial and profits empowerment, and certainly for several different industries. He's also the creator of the Training Hub platform, Emerging Financial Industry Authors Empowerment, and he assists financial experts who aren't published with getting their first works out in the world, but he also helps those who don't feel like they're financial experts learn how to share their voice really from a practical and personal financial vantage point. So very excited, as I mentioned, to have him back in the Wow Seat. Also in this segment, we're going to be featuring his publication, Becoming a Financial Industry Authority, The Write, W-R-I-T-E Way. It's the basics of self-publishing for the financial industry. And also we talk a little bit about his platform that I mentioned. So again, I'm super excited to have him back so we can share about his work and publications today. So Tom Tom, welcome back to the Wow Seat.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. So glad to have you joining us. And, of course, I want to just dive right into the topic today because this is a short segment, but it's a very powerful segment just based on what we're going to be talking about. So you ready to dive on in?
Oh, yeah, always.
Oh, great, great. All right, so yeah, I mentioned earlier that you help, you have kind of a dual role as it relates to helping financial industry experts become published because there's the ones that you help that have never become, who've never been published before, but also ones who are not even ever considering that, but you know that they have something to share. So let's talk about this. So whether someone is a financial expert or someone just has some experience that you know they could share with others, what does it actually take to become a financial author, and how does one make an impact with this initiative?
Well, the first thing you need to become a financial author is education. You know, there's no specific rules for it. You know, a lot of financial writers mm-hmm. have college degrees in something business related, journalism, or even digital media. You know, a lot of them went to seminars and took classes that helped them develop writing skills. You know, but experience is the key thing in being a great financial writer. You know, writers can produce content faster and more effectively when they have personal experience to draw from, and that make it easier to develop a loyal following too. Because without experience, without experience, you would have to do a whole lot of extensive research to produce the content of that same quality. And then another benefit of having experience is having a solid network to draw from that help you come up with content ideas. You know, but if you want to be a successful financial writer, you know, you would have to be able to produce clear and coherent content. And if you do interviews as part of your research, you have to be able to ask probing questions like an investigative journalist. The ability to make the intricate financial terminology and transactions easy for, you know, average people to understand, that's crucial too.
Yeah.
And I believe creativity should be a high priority, because you need to be able to develop content that's appealing to the masses and built in a way that is easy to find in search engines. And another critical thing is, you got to be able to adapt your style of writing towards the medium that you're working with, whether it's print, the web, or whatever you're using.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's a great jump start there, Tom. You always bring the wisdom and so much knowledge on different levels, and I'm so glad that we're having the opportunity, you know, to talk about this today, because it's really important that those who have some background or can level up themselves just in based on what you've been talking about, can start to, you know, put some works into, get some works out there, right? So let's talk about your publication, Becoming a Financial Industry Authority the Right Way. So how does that help others get started? What's your main objective or takeaway for the reader from this publication?
Well, it's about helping them, helping first-time writers become writers in the financial industry. And, you know, of course, you know, I teach people that, along with, you know, just teaching them how to publish a first book in other industries as well.
Yes, right. So you give them the basics, almost basically what you talked about, you know, just in terms even in the setup is, you know, the importance, I guess, is what I would most want to focus on is people have a voice, and whether they are a professional expert or not within that industry, everyone has some type of personal finance story, and so it's important to be able to share some level of that, you know, with the world. I'm not saying everybody obviously is called to do that, but there are some who certainly need to be sharing, who need to be sharing their voice,
right.
You know, in this way.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's how you make your impact, you know, being a financial author. You know, because the most important thing to know is that storytelling is a very powerful communication, and I'm speaking from experience with that. When readers actually read their own, when readers actually read on their own, You know, they like to read stories. And the best part about making your own content into a story that it's easy to stay in storyteller mode. You know, everybody knows storytelling and can flow with it. You know, telling stories help with your presentation. Storytelling help with your presentation of key insights to your audience, too, especially when it's coming to anticipating whatever possible questions they might have. And it's possible for you to be a successful finance author without the experiences of a traditional financial professional, too. Like in my case, I see it as an advantage because individuals express, you express yourself in distinctive ways and think of it as like having your own voice.
And it make you sound like
a real human being that clients would want to work with. And one other important thing that I like to tell people is you don't have to be perfect with your writing. You just have to be compelling, clear, and concise. And if your writing is not clear or long-winded, you start to lose your audience. Your communication is compelling when you target a specific audience and identify topics that they have strong feelings about. And the reason why that's so powerful is because readers feel like you're talking directly to them. And, you know, that's how you
that
develop.
That connection factor, yeah.
Yeah, and all those things play a big part in developing a nice size following. Yeah, you want to give them enough to keep them coming back. If you give them too much too soon, you lose them.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to inundate them, for sure. Like you said, just, you know, kind of give it to them in small chunks and allow them to continue to level up with it. And sometimes it's best when people can just take in just a certain amount, which, you know, we do a lot of mini book publishing and not giving so much content in certain publications, just depends, you know, on what it is, because we realize the value of when people can actually process certain concepts and then kind of go over them and pull some different dimensions, you know, of them out, and then they can move on. It just lays a better foundation. So I really appreciate you actually, you know, bringing that part up as well. So, you know, you are the empowerment coach on so many different levels, and I know that we are talking about the financial industry today and the empowerment that you do, you know, for authors within this particular part of your work. And of course, I'm going to have you to share, you know, some empowerment for those who really want to get started in the industry, you know, as writers. But before that, where would you like to direct others so that they can learn more about, you know, the book or even the other training opportunities that you have in this area?
Well, they could reach out to me on LinkedIn, TomTom Singleton, TomTom Publications at hotmail.com, or they could go to my author's page, www.amazon.com/author/TomTom. That's with the dash.
Okay. All right. And certainly we're going to have the information also in the show description. So be sure, listeners, to, you know, to check out that information there as well. So, TomTom, before we get ready to wrap up, and I'm so appreciative of you coming to, you know, share about your work in this area today, do you have some sort of call to action for those who are wanting to explore this particular avenue?
Yeah, I would just tell them, don't worry about not having experience. You know, don't put it off if it's something you really want to do. And don't sell yourself short. You know, believe in your abilities. If it's not something you expert at already, you know, you will get better if you stick with it.
Very good. Yes, that is so true. I'm so glad you're bringing this level of empowerment because it's important for others to understand. As Tom said earlier, it's not about being perfect or so. You just really got to get started and know that you do have a contribution. You have a voice to share. And most people who think that they don't have a voice to share around finances, especially if you feel your finances aren't in the order that you desire, you have the freedom that you desire. A lot of times there's a story that's locked in within there, that experience, that you actually need to be sharing that and kind of create your own master plan and kind of game plan, in a sense, to start getting yourself out of a certain financial scenario or just leveling it up. And you can turn around and be able to share that information with, you know, with other people. So, Tonto, I know you agree with that wholeheartedly, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tom, listen, thank you so much. I really appreciate you being here in the Wow Seat again today and just sharing another level of your wisdom and insight as your multi-level writing expression, you know, continues to come through on so many areas. I'm just so grateful to have you as an expert here on this platform who can consistently bring all these different dimensions of how this multifaceted writing expression is supposed to be played out, especially, you know, during this emerging era. So very thankful to have you here and just appreciate you. Thank you again.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Oh, you're most welcome. And so, listeners, I just want to re-emphasize that if you're interested in becoming an author for the financial industry, I certainly would say that this segment was empowering and very much an invitation to get started. And as I mentioned, Tom's information is in the show description, and certainly check out his publication. There's information for that also in the show description because you can pick that up on Amazon. And so just so grateful that Tom provided such an incredible segment for us here in the Wow Seat today. So listeners, again, I just want to thank you for tuning in. As always, we would love to have you connect with us on Facebook, and certainly check us out on Tumblr. I am Allie Nicole Wow, She Does It All. And if you want to learn more about me, definitely visit my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. I am always looking forward to having you tune in to the next segment. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.